let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dean E. Walker is a professional engineer. He graduated from Norwich University in Northfield, Vermont in 1960 with a Bachelor of Science degree in civil engineering. While studying at the university, he was shown how to compute the effects of gravity's force, but he was also told that no one knew the causes of gravity's force. That thought, well, it never left him. He grappled with the solution of the cause of gravity ever since. He could not leave it alone until he had read and studied everything about it and thought it out and solved the mysteries of gravity's cause. The result, his critically acclaimed book, The DNA of Gravity, and author Dean Walker joining us on This Week in America. Dean, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Looking forward to having you here and educating us on the course of the program, during the course of the program today. First of all, what was the inspiration for writing the books about gravity that you've done?
Well, that was the inspiration, that nobody seemed to know what the truth was. And it is kind of complicated.
Yes, yes.
But I worked and worked and worked on it. I graduated in 1960. It's been a few years.
I'm looking at that, and the obvious question is, how long did this take? And boy, talk about perseverance, because I'm sure there were a number of failures along the way. How challenging was that to stay with this?
Well, man, that's what I did. I made a lot of mistakes. And I wrote a book, and it was published in 1995, True Gravity and the Blueprint of the Universe, I called it. But that had quite a few glitches in it, so I've rewritten it, and we just call it True Gravity and the Proof of Gravity's Cause now, and it's a new cover and a corrected version. I've written this DNA of gravity, which it really shows an awful lot, and then the more of the math is in what in the world is it? I've written so many books.
Well, yes, and I tell you what.
Gravity Fields of Energy.
And the thing is, you can find all of these books at Dean Walker's website. The website is DeanEWalkerBooks.com. Amazon, you can look through and find all the books that Dean has written. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that's the easy way. You can link directly on to Dean's website and get all of the information. So this really has been sort of a lifelong mission with all of the books that you have written. Have you seen a progression in writing the books? For example, how different is the book now, The DNA of Gravity, than where you were in 1995 when you wrote one of the other books?
Well, it's got more information. It kind of straightens everything out. It's believable.
Well, yes, yes.
You got to believe it if you read it all.
Well, and those books, again, are available. And this is really something that has caused quite a stir internationally. This is a globally read book, excellent reviews. This book we're talking about specifically, but Dean has others, The DNA of Gravity, Dean E. Walker. The book available at his website. We'll give you that before we conclude the interview. How are the spheres able to produce the gravity's DNA? Let's jump into some of the science of this. How are the spheres able to produce the gravity's DNA?
Well, every sphere recycles the source of the gravity field that it's in, like the Earth and the Moon. The Moon recycles the Earth's gravity field. And they all have the same numbers. The equation for at the sphere's surface is completely different than the orbit, and both of them have every one of them have the same number of gravity units, only they don't have the same strength. Because the further away it is, reduces the speed. You know, the speed reduces, but yes, the distance increases, and they all come up with the same number. That's why I call it the DNA. It's like, who's your daddy?
Exactly. We could have Maury Povich hosting the program here to get to the bottom of this with the DNA of gravity. Dean Walker, the guest on the program. You say that so matter-of-factly, and I'm like, yeah, I understand what Dean's talking about. How long did it take to get this where you can present it in a way that many people, even people like me, can understand what you're talking about? Because it's very clear the way you explain it to us.
Well, this is 2020.
Yes.
And I graduated in 1960.
Okay,
not
so
that long.
So 60 years. 60 years would be the answer to my question. It's just amazing how long it's and working to get to this. So, how is the force of gravity produced?
Well, it's produced by gravity fields orbiting the source, and Johannes Kepler. He's a man. We got to talk about the people in all the founding fathers. He worked and worked and worked, and by golly, he found a constant for every of our sun. All of the planets had the same number constant in it. And he found that out, and he ran up and down the streets in his town saying he found proof of the existence of God. This is God. And that number that he found, it was a square root of 0.167, which is 0.41. And 0.41 works for every one of the in the equation, for each planet, every one of them, and that's amazing. And Newton, Isaac Newton, he was a gravity man, and he figured out that every force has an equal but opposite reaction. They're the same. The force out was like the force in. So, and then there's the people, Joseph Taylor and Russell Hills, in 1993, they studied the waves. There's a binary star. There's two stars that orbit each other. And they found out that there was gravity waves between the two. Nobody else has talked about gravity waves. They talk about gravity waves and how they hold each other from crashing into each other. They have a force out which holds them apart, and each one orbits the other. So the field beyond them, each one's field holds the other one in, and they just keep going on like a dogfight there.
Yes.
So that's amazing.
Right, it is, and understandable the way you present that. Dean Walker is our guest on the program. He's a professional engineer. The book specifically, and there's several that Dean has written, is The DNA of Gravity. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Dean's website is deanewalkerbooks.com. We'll have that up on our website so you can find that. You mentioned some pretty prominent names in science over the years that are there, and I'm thinking, boy, you sort of tied everything together here. Have you done that? Well, are you still working on this theory?
No, I'm done here. I've written these three books, and
yes,
this is going to be it because I've answered it. There's also, I want to talk about Galileo.
Oh, yes. Yes, please
yes.
do.
He says everything that travels in a curved path is being accelerated inward. Now the gravity fields have energy and mass, and they accelerate inward, but they're being thrown outward. So there it is, Newton's law. One force equals the other. And this is what keeps everything in orbit. The force out and the force in. In behind, like our moon, we keep it in orbit by our field, which is behind it, pulling it in, and we keep it away from us by the force of the waves pushing it out. So that's what it is. They work and balance each other.
You've taken something that we've read about for years, particularly in school, or thought about just in looking up in the sky and seeing things there and trying to figure out how things are not crashing into each other and how that works, or the whole concept of gravity. And you've taken it, broken it down, explain it as you do in your book in a way that really is quite understandable. I want to ask one question here that's, as you're reading this, how do we know that 9.864 hours per orbit is true for all spheres?
Okay, here's why. Why I use that is this is Jupiter. That's how long it takes for Jupiter to rotate. And I'm saying, my God, that's faster than everything.
Yes.
And it is. And the reason it is, Jupiter is so humongous. It's has 318 times as much mass as Earth, and it's five times further away. And the gravity field of the Sun is enough to keep it in orbit, but it can't slow it down. I mean, Jupiter has a tremendous rotation. Its mass is huge, and it just cannot be slowed down by the Sun holding it in. So there is a clue. 9.864 hours, and if you use that 9.64 hours, you can compute every one of there's everything about every star and moon that there is. So that's the number.
Well, that's so fascinating.
It works everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's so fascinating. And time is going by quickly here, but I want to talk about a few more things. And I'll give you the information on the book and where it's available before we conclude the conversation here. What other proofs of gravity causes are there?
Well, you know, the people, we're using what all the forefathers of gravity, you know, Kepler and Isaac Newton says everything that's has an equal reaction to the force. And Galileo, he hung a rope down over the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's lunchtime, so yes.
and he had a weight on it, and he made a long swing with it. Like that, and he timed it and timed it and timed it, and then he made a short swing and he timed those, and they're the same. The swing time is the same, and that's what happens to the planets. A small planet takes the same time for it to go around because it's swing time, and it works for every one of them. So he knew what he was doing, but you know, he couldn't tie it all together, but that's an awesome thing he found out. And Newton there, he did wonders. And Einstein. Einstein had an imaginary elevator in space, and he said it was weightless. And there was a man standing on the elevator in space, and he was weightless. But when the elevator accelerated upward at 32.2 feet per second squared, he would weigh the same there as he would in his own home on his own scale. So that shows, you know, there it is. The thrust of it produces the same weight as it does here on Earth. 32.2 feet per second squared is what we have here. And that elevator was putting it on the man there, and they weighed the same. So that's one thing I wanted to say.
This is
Are you still there?
Yeah. Sure. I'm just absorbing all of this. It's just incredible, all of the information that that you present in your books, the DNA of gravity, and particularly the book that we're talking about, and the information that you've come across over the years. A couple minutes left in the program. What was it back in 1960? You're graduating from college. You're a student there, and you're told that no one knew what causes gravity's force. And obviously most people said, okay, they accepted that and moved on. You didn't. You tried to figure out the answer to that. What was that driving motivation to, especially over 60 years and probably many, many hours of frustration, what was it that that really inspired you on this mission to finally end up with answers?
Well, it took me a few years. I kind of forgot about it. I went in the Army, I was a lieutenant in the Army, and I had to do that, and so I was into all of that, and I finally got out of there, and I worked for the highway department, building the interstate highway. I was the engineer on several bridges and road jobs, and I always kind of had in my mind.
In the back of your
after
mind,
after I
yes.
got done there, I worked for a contractor. I did all kinds of things. I got in trouble here and there.
Well, we all have along the way. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But you persisted, and the result has ramifications worldwide. That's why the book is doing so well. That's why globally, this is a topic of discussion, not just among scientists and engineers, but people who are curious and have had questions for years. You'll find answers in Dean's book, The DNA of Gravity. The book is available at Amazon, all of Dean's books there as well, all of them at DeanEWalkerBooks.com. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and look into other books. Dean, are you working on anything now, or just sort of like, okay, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the satisfaction of finally coming up with the answers that I was looking for?
So I've written these other books, but they're still, I got to review them, and, they've been sent to the people that are putting it all together for
yes.
me. And they will, I got to read them, but I haven't seen the other two yet. And I want to correct, there's always some corrections.
Oh, yes.
Theirs and mine.
Well, this, yes, we know how that goes. Proofreading something and going back, and it looks a little bit different when you're looking at it even months later when you go back over it. It's such impressive work that you've done. The DNA of Gravity, Dean Walker, has been our guest on the program. Dean, thank you for joining us on the program. Look forward to all of the books, and you can stay up to date on all of the books, including the DNA of Gravity, by going to Dean's website, DeanEWalkerBooks.com. Dean, thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you. It was enjoyable.
It was a pleasure having you on the program and hearing about this the 60-year journey to end up where you are today, which is the book that answers a lot of questions, The DNA of Gravity. Dean Walker, our guest. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
I'm turning 83.
Well, you've got many more years to keep researching and writing, so...
July 28th, yeah.
Well, obviously the research work keeps you young. You don't sound anywhere near, sound like a man in your 40s with all your enthusiasm and passion. Dean Walker, the book is The DNA of Gravity. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.